ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea, where campaigning is underway as the national election draws near. And if you thought politics was boring, think again. Dancing, music and colourful parades are a mainstay of election campaigns in Papua New Guinea. Some politicians are even trying to impress voters by arriving to villages on horseback. And in one case, a stretch hummer. So what's it all about? Marion Farr takes a look.
On Papua New Guinea's Manus Island, an election campaign is in full swing. Women, dressed in bright outfits, are dancing to the beat of a traditional drum as about a dozen boats pull up to shore. It's a sunny day and Papua New Guinean flags are flying in the breeze. This marks the start of a campaign rally for the People's National Congress Party in Manus. Later on, party leader and former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill takes part in a local ritual. Two women from Pera village dip leaves in water and sprinkle it over the politician. They call on their ancestors to bring good luck to Mr. O'Neill.
They call them by name, Olikam, and they have blessed that water.
Culture is inextricable from politics in Papua New Guinea, and during a national election, it's all on full display.
It's a festival in itself, the campaign period.
Mahalopa Laval is a political commentator and lecturer in economics at the University of Papua New Guinea. He says politicians use culture to build rapport with voters.
And you see a lot of colour, a lot of people putting up traditional attire, dancing, feasting as well.
Here's Peter O'Neill talking about his experience on the campaign trail so far.
Cultural practices and dances are a very important part of our culture. We have a very diverse cultural society. When you travel to many different provinces and remote communities right throughout the country, they welcome you with a traditional dance.
Mr. O'Neill is tipped as a key contender to become the country's next Prime Minister. He's up against incumbent PM James Marape. ABC Radio Australia invited Mr. Marape to an interview, but his office didn't respond. As both men vie for the top job, they're using culture to leverage support.
Very much about building relationships.
Dr. Rosita Henry is an anthropologist whose research focuses on the politics of performance in Papua New Guinea. She says these kinds of performances are not confined to elections.
It's drawing on the ways that people would otherwise build relationships in particular important cultural events.
Take, for example, the ritual that Pera village women performed on Peter O'Neill in Manus. Local Kenny Mayapo explains it's something his people do all the time.
It is simply a ritual carried out on loved ones, like children, to bless them, using water to sprinkle over them and say encouraging words of blessings to them.
He says that ritual has been around for thousands of years. But other candidates are steering away from so-called traditional performances and using other means to grab voters' attention. Images shared on social media show politicians riding into villages on horses, arriving in a stretch hummer, and even travelling by helicopter. Dr. Rosita Henry says it's all about displays of power.
Through the technology you can harness, through the big Land Rovers you can, you know, drive in, or the helicopters you come in, the clothes you're wearing, the resources you can amass.
But for all the colour and celebration, elections in PNG can also have a dark side. Already during this campaign, the country has witnessed large fights related to the election, some leading to deaths. Dr. Rosita Henry says even these violent outbreaks can be thought of like a performance.
People can experience elation in highly charged moments in which they can feel powerful. So, you know, feel elation in the power of the dance, but also elation in the power of, you know, destructive social action as well. And they're two sides of the same coin.